Good morning, everyone. Those who are watching on the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. In our church, we give 10% of one-tenth of what we have been given to the works outside of the church. We're going to pray for that. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing the finance of Tokyo Antioch Church. We are going to give you one-tenth, 60,000 yen, to the works of outside of our church. Please consecrate this money and use it abundantly, and please give us spiritual and financial blessings. Your lead guidance is perfect. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Good evening. Good morning, everyone. Yesterday, there was a Kokoro Gospel concert. It was a very impressive concert. The level is going up step by step. And it's above the level of a church. It's going into the level of the professional. About 400 people gathered together. Many people, people invited, acquaintances and friends. The praise group is doing the on the street concerts, the street live concert, and that level is going up. And from there, many people came to the concert. It's just a process, and the works of the Holy Spirit is going to be stronger and stronger. And many people were crying, and God is going to do the works of healing and release, spiritual release. And great things is going to be done. Next time is December 23rd. And I was invited to the Church of Myanmar. Somebody listened to the praise and worship of the gospel seed. They are going to have a crusade of about 20,000 people, and the gospel seed was invited to sing there. Elderly lady who bought the CD of gifts. Her husband died, and she was about to commit a suicide. But listening to the voice, listening to the CD, songs of the CD gifts, she stopped committing a suicide. So at least three people are stopped to commit a suicide by listening to the gospel songs. And God is going to God is beating the works of the works through the works of the revival is going to be going to happen. I'd like to thank God for this. And the next hall was a great big meeting by Pastor Okuyama, Minoru Okuyama, but we didn't meet him. And also, the team is going to be sent to Israel. Israel is a special place. It's the symbol of the presence of God. And God's kingdom will be revealed in Israel. In the millennium kingdom, it's interesting. Every tribe will come to Jerusalem and they will be blessed. And we are going to Jerusalem once every year. And of course it doesn't mean that you won't be blessed unless you go to Israel. Right? We don't mean that. When I go to Israel and I feel the quietness of the spiritual quietness in Israel. Please come to the team. We are going to have the connection with the Russian Jews. And the Jewish rabbi, we invite a Jewish rabbi to speak. So please come. If you don't have money, if you don't have time, please pray. A miracle will happen. I think twice or three times more people can come to, could come to the team. I don't mean that you have to rent money, loan money, but please pray. God is going to open the door if it's God's will. And I really feel the four taste of the experience in the heaven. So please come to the team. And also, now we are doing the interdenominational work. Many people may say, some people may say that the TLCCC is not the interdenominational, but we are interdenominational. For example, we are visiting a church in Myanmar, and they are helping us, and the door is opened to the work of Myanmar. And in Czech Republic, we have a connection with a church there, and they are publishing our book. In Czech Republic, and through the church of Sally and Marek, we have a special connection given by God. And also, we go to Cambodia, and in Cambodia, I'm going to meet, have a meeting with Benjamin in India. We have collaborative work together with Pastor Benjamin. And at the end of this month, Korean church, members of a Korean church are going to visit us. I think the pastor is a movie director of a famous movie. And three talents are coming. And also the Taiwanese pastor has come to the Hakuba camp, and we have a special connection with him. And so we have a connection all over the world. All over the world, and it's interdenominational. The Lord said, he's speaking of the revival in the end times, and I think that the word is being fulfilled. The oracle over the world is one of the points. And the team is going to be sent to Cambodia from tomorrow. Please pray for it. We're going to meet Pastor Benjamin, and we are going to collaborate in the works of the orphanage in Cambodia. And we go to Cambodia, and please pray with fasting. And we are going to have a sukiyaki party. But don't get angry. We're going to shoot some short movies about the history and the work of the Cambodian orphanage. Please pray for the money that they need. We need some money for the children to go to college. And we're going to the sea beach. We're going to visit the beach. Now let's go on to the Bible. Here it says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. So it's written, if we compare each other, the most important thing is the charity, love. But these three are connected, intertwined, very closely. Our love and faith and hope is not the result of our efforts. It is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works in us and He makes those things. It's impossible that someone has faith but has no love. Of course, these three may not be in the same size, but we have a certain amount of each of them. We may have we may have discouraged, saying that I don't have love, I don't have faith, I don't have hope. But we should know the goal. We will be in someday. We will have a perfect love and perfect hope, and be filled with perfect faith. And we are destined to have that when we go to heaven, and we are glorified. The Bible says, and the theology says, that we are going to be exactly alike Jesus Christ. We are under construction, but when construction is completed, we will be a perfect personality. We will have a personal personality. If you are worrying about fruits of the Holy Spirit, there is a difference of early or late, but we are in some day. We are going to be filled with full love and peace, love and faith and hope. And by God it will be done. Now, please remember that. And at the same time, you may have some problems and troubles and diseases. And if you don't have you are going to experience from now on. And somebody may think that the disease and the problem are going to last forever. But it's not true. And medically speaking, it may be impossible to be healed, but practically, because God reigns and God controls everything. So if it's God's will, you will be healed instantly, right now. And God is going to release it. God is going to heal it. In heaven, there is no disease. Of course, you will be healed before you go to heaven. So you have to have an outlook, perspective around us. Problems will be solved, and our inner being will be cleansed, purified, and our disease will be healed, and we will be perfect by Christ, by God, by the power of God, by the grace of God, we will be perfect. So we have to know it clearly. And upon those, upon that foundation, it's important that we will experience that earlier.
And
what is the point? Today, these three points, each of them are important. But we're going to take up hope today. So we're going to take up the hope. If you have a hope or not, it makes a great difference. When I was hospitalized, I made a friend of a man who was my next-door neighbor. And he was very influential. Influential. The most influential person is the head of the nurse. Head of the nurse. She has a very influential, and she's stronger, more influential than the new doctor. So if you are hospitalized, be subject to the head of the nurses. And there are some patients who has who is influential, and that person has to be full. Has been hospitalized for a long time. If he has to be fairly well, fairly healthy. And I have been hospitalized several times. If you are hospitalized many times, you will be respected and you will be influential. So I became a little bit influential because I was hospitalized many times. This my friend, who is influential, suffered from the liver. And that person was incurable. He doesn't get well. He says he would like to get well. But talking with him, I knew that he doesn't want to get well. He doesn't want to go out of the society. He doesn't have hope of being healed. not having hope is one of the points of but the true hope is comes from God. True hope comes from God. And the hope from God is very important. If we have the hope from God, it's very important. There may be someone among you who doesn't have hope. I don't say raise your hand. Why do you lose hope? Because there are problems. Because you are sick. Because you have hardships. And we try to find hope in the problems. Sometimes it's impossible because there are incurable disease, there is insolvable problems and bullying, and somebody lose the hope and they give up. And there are a certain number, quite a large number of people who lose their hope. And there is a difference between Christians and non-Christians. What are the difference? Christians, there is a hope for the Christians, even in impossible situations in the world. And hope is not in the problems, but in God. What do you mean by you have a hope in God? It means that we have hope in the words of God. So if you are incurable, suffering from incurable disease, if you rely on God, you are going to have a hope in God. If you obey God, everything works for your good. Even if it's bullying, that person is bullies me, but you give thanks to the Lord. If you rely on the works of you rely on the words, the name of the Lord, you will not be disappointed, the Bible says. When my son suffered from the brain disorder, God, doctor told us, and he sentenced that it's incurable. My son's disease is incurable. He was a very kind doctor and good doctor, but it was medically impossible for him to be cured. I just thanked God. And I thanked that there is a wonderful plan of God behind all this. Why did I know that? Because the Bible said so. So I had a hope, not in the situation, medical situation or circumstances, but I had a hope in the Word of God. So we should have the hope in the...
We should have the...
So we have hope. I've been bullied like this, but you have a hope. Where do you find hope? It's in God and God's Word. So if you think there is no hope, don't think that you are you just give up. Giving up. If you give up, you have no faith. It's your unbelief. God is going to give us the very best life for us. And there is a God's word for us.
So,
if you have the words of God in towards the problem, that is the point. Even if you are a Christian, you may have experienced the situation which seems impossible to solve. And that's usual. But it's wrong. It's wrong. If you think there is no solution to the problem, it's not correct. If you think it's the very worst, it's not correct. For the non-Christians, without the help of God and without the words of God, it may be true for them, but for us it's not correct, because we have the words of God. When I thought I was about to die, I prayed, and God answered, "I'm going to heal you," he said. He said, "I'm going to heal you." I thank the word of God. God said, "I'm going to heal you," so I thought, "I'm going to be healed." And another thing that God told me was that you have time only now. In later times, you are going to be very busy. The Holy Spirit is speaking to me. Somebody, God is speaking to some of you that you have the time only now. You have the time only now. So you should do what you should be done. So I had a hope in the words of God, so I spoke and I proclaimed, I pronounced that I am healed. But people around me told me that you're a strange person. You are not being healed. You are sick in bed. But I stood on the word of God. Therefore, if you are something that there is something that you give up, it's correct. It's not correct. God is not telling you to give up. It's written in the Bible. Is it written in the Bible? Give up if you are sick. Does the Bible say so? If you have a problem, give up. Does the Bible say so? No, it doesn't say. The Bible doesn't say so. It says that to pray and everything is going to work for your good. God is trying to do the very best for you. In your human relationships or bullying or disease, God is going to God is telling you to expect the very best. Expect the best. Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Therefore, when problem is big, you are involved by it. Somebody said a good thing about me. I was on board of a ship. And I told some other people how not to get sick, seasick. And everybody knows that. You look at the horizon. Even if the ship ship moves around and waves around, if you look at the horizon, which is fixed, and fix your if you fix your eyes on that which do not move, you will not get seasick. So when I say give thanks for your problem, some people say that you don't understand my situation. I know that I should give thanks, but it's not what you think. There is a solution to the problem here. So, if you don't look at the words of God, you won't see the perfect hope. And you don't experience a miracle. I was healed because I had the hope of being healed. My son was healed because I had the hope that he would be healed. And the works of the concert has advanced, and it's because I had a hope. There are some talented people in this church, but we are fixing our eyes on the hope. When I get married, my wife Ushiki said, you have a hope, she said. But now I can see what she meant. I was holding firmly the will of God. Therefore, she said so. And I was receiving the words which God spoke to me, and that looked to him, to her, a hope. You may be wondering, you may be having and if you look firmly on, if you put your eyes on firmly on the hope, otherwise you will be involved Otherwise, you will get sick, seasick, and you vomit. And that's because you don't look at the true hope. There is a cartoon comic in the Kumo Niji by Pastor Madoka. Merlin Brothers received a vision from God. And he says, people begin to praise God and start praising God. But after a while, he will be covered by the cloud of doubt. Cloud of doubt. And people begin to be fall away from the cloud, one by one. And small is the number of people who go through the cloud, but if you go through the cloud, you will see the sunshine shining. And if you obey God, everything works for your good. The cloud of doubt. Some people stumble at the cloud of doubt, but if you don't believe, if you don't obey the word of God, if you don't obey the word of God, you won't experience the cloud of doubt. But if you do, seriously, if you do, you will experience the gift of a cloud of a doubt. So God gave me the word that He's going to heal me, and I proclaimed that word. My situation went to the contrary to the words of the promise. And many people looked at me and watched me and complained about me. But God kept saying that His word is correct. And there is a way to go through the cloud of doubt. Small children go to the father. Go to the father when something happens. You go to father. You go to help me, father. And when something happens, another thing happens, he goes to the Father saying, Father God saying, help me, Father. And that's the secret. But you go... You don't look, you don't see the works of God. But if you go through the cloud of doubt, you are going to see the sunshine. It's written in the comic of Pastor Madoka. Please buy a copy of Kumonichi. But like brothers, if you look at the doubt itself, you will go, you will fall down. But you have to look at the God. When you go through it, through the cloud, you're going to see the blessings of God. So, do not be involved in the gifts of a cloud of the doubt. When I was driving, when I was in the car, when I was in the car and Pastor Kobayashi was driving, and we went to Tohoku and we can't see 5 meters ahead because of the snow. We had many accidents by the driving of Pastor Kobayashi. But in any way, we can't see ahead. There are some times when you can't go and see ahead. You can't see ahead because of snow. And you are going to have a victory when you go through the cloud. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us and show your glory. God is speaking somebody to stand firmly on the thing that God is showing you. And, but he's not taking a step forward of faith. When something happens, he retreat and he needs some prayer. God, through prayer, God is going to help you. Somebody is giving up. Somebody has given up. But there is disbelief and unbelief in the bottom of the giving up. But God tells you to give thanks. Let's pray for let's have time of repentance. I'm going to pray for the sick. Please pray for your own healing. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us, our mind and body and mind. I break the power of the disease in the name of Jesus. By the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. In the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed. Somebody's eye has been healed. Somebody is easy to forget and it's been healed. Somebody's shoulder and neck has been healed. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up.
父は主イエスキリストの恵み、父なる神の愛、聖霊の親しき交わりが私たち一同ともに常しえにあります。アメン。どうぞお座りください。
Please sit down.